WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W2280 Deal Clear.
It's streaming everywhere.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering healthcare to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. 93.5, The Tap.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is Civic Media. 93.5, The Tap.
93.5,
The Tap. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5, The Tap. This is 93.5, The Tap. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks
or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local civic media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. 93.5. The Tap.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is Civic Media. 93.5. The Tap.
93.5.
The Tap. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley.
93.5.
The Tap. This is 93.5. The Tap. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap. This is Civic Media. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Former President Trump has wrapped up his testimony at his New York civil fraud trial. He and his company are accused of illegally inflating his net worth for financial gain. CBS's Robert Costa.
It was tense all day. Judge Arthur Engoron, who is overseeing this case, vented his frustration with Trump and his legal team at numerous instances. And by the day's end, Trump's lawyers were saying they would move for a mistrial in the coming weeks.
Ivanka Trump will take the stand on Wednesday. A jury finds a former captain guilty in a California boat fire that killed 34 people 4 years ago.
Jerry Boylan is found guilty of what's known as seaman's manslaughter. He was the captain of the boat Conception, anchored off California's coast, when it caught fire before dawn on the final day of a three-day excursion. 33 passengers and a crew member died, trapped in a bunk room below deck. Sherry McDonough lost her daughter, Alexandra.
We'll never get over it. She was so special. They all were special people. Yeah. They all were unique and adventurous.
Boylan was the first to abandon ship and jump overboard in the 2019 tragedy. He could get 10 years in prison at sentencing. Matt Piper, CBS News.
A second Denver area police officer, Nathan Woodyard, is acquitted in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain. The 23-year-old black man was put in a neck hold and injected with ketamine after being stopped by police as he walked home from a store. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says they're disappointed with the verdict, but accept
it. We must all do what we can to stop the unlawful and unnecessary use of force that can result in people dying at the hands of law enforcement. As I've said before, only then will we have true justice and accountability.
Israel's military surrounds Gaza City and is expected to soon advance. Meantime, CBS News has learned that the White House is pressuring Israel against relying on bombs that are not guided by a weapon system, saying it would reduce civilian casualties in Gaza. CBS's David Martin.
Israel says it needs more white phosphorus shells, which can be used to create smoke screens but also cause horrific burns. A U.S. official says the Biden administration is unlikely to grant that request.
Leaders of Miami-Dade vote tomorrow on new protections for outdoor workers. CBS's Jim Crisula.
The proposed hot weather standards includes mandates for drinking water, shade, and rest periods.
Every year, 34 lives are being lost here in Miami-Dade due to extreme heat.
Oscar Lindonio is a worker advocate in South Florida.
Mid-America Pet Food of Texas is recalling three lots of Victor's Super Premium dog food and select beef meal and brown rice formula after random sampling found salmonella. TFP Nutrition and Blue Ridge Beef are also recalling some dog food. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you're like me, this is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hey. But so I had kind of known some of the history about the Osage oil, legacy and all of the things that happened during that period of time. But I never really knew it to the detail that was present in that nonfiction novel, right? The guy really sort of like... did his homework and investigated did some deep investigation. So reading the book for me was like a page turner. It was also a traumatic experience. I was like, you know, it really did like pull on all of my early experiences as a kid, you know, growing up in the 60s and early 70s in South Dakota and Minnesota during, you know, Wounded Knee and the beginning, the civil rights movement, and, you know, and these things all sort of kind of came to the forefront of my mind while I was reading that book, and they became even more colorful during the watching of the movie. So,
you know, the book, the last four chapters kind of talks about what's happened to the Osage now and what in the backstory. Mm-hmm. The original character, I know Robert De Niro's 80 years old, but the original Hale character was 50 in the book. And mm-hmm. he was released from prison from his buddies like 10 years later. And so was Ernest. And so that mm-hmm. is always. And then poor Molly, who loved her husband until she died, even though she divorced and remarried, she believed him. She died at 44.
Yeah, she was young, very young.
Yeah.
And for me, it was also like, you know, I work in the medical field, right? And so mm-hmm. like that whole stuff around like diabetes and their medicine and they're adding stuff to the medicine to make her sick. And right. I was just like, you know, I'm watching this and I'm like, well, this like, you know, this is like deeply embedded in like the work I do, which is like, you know, like trying to, you know, get Indigenous people to trust, you know, coming in to see a doctor, like that, like they're like, this is why we are so besought with such poor health outcomes, because like we don't have a health system that we trust, many of us, right? And so yeah. we are reluctant to do things like go and seek help because we don't know what's going to happen to us. We don't know how we might be harmed. And that's to me, that's the real damaging legacy of that whole part of that film too, is like just really, you know, like just the loss of trust and the compassion and the commitment that people in trusted roles that are supposed to be caretakers and take care of us and protect and serve and do all those things, when they violate those things, when they violate that responsibility and that trust, how damaging it is to just those individuals, their families, their communities, their ancestors, and their and then all of their progeny that come after them. It's a real great film that demonstrates, you know, the damaging effect of colonization and white supremacy and the impact that it has on people, on an entire community, if not an entire nation of people.
You know, that's a really good insight, and I didn't think of that, because I guess I don't have problems going to the doctor, but many of our relatives do. When COVID mm-hmm. came up, the untrusting of the vaccine yeah. from a lot of our relatives, yeah. and so that's yeah. That's a really good point.
Yeah, like we really struggled with that in the early part of the pandemic, like how are we going to get our relatives to trust that this is going to happen, and, you know, yeah, that this is going to be something that will help them. And I had to be in a lot of those conversations at policy level and with the state and other decision makers and policy makers about, like, you know, how do you build trust with a community that you have historically damaged over a long period of time?
Right. Well, you know, that goes back to not only medical, and we're going to have to take a break here real quick, but voting, census, mm-hmm. all those things. You know, there's a Ho-Chunk, you know, there's places where Ho-Chunk are from, and then there's places where Ho-Chunk are from that we don't talk about. And that's, I'm sure Ojibwe and Lakota, Dakota too have those places where we can hide when we need to. Mm-hmm. And so those are things that is a legacy for Native Americans, and totally understand, especially with what you just brought up, Dr. Staley. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are survival strategies, right?
So, exactly. Yeah. Hey, we're here with Dr. Staley, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. We're going to bribe him to come on for another segment here. I see you have my hoodie on. How did you come to my house and take my hoodie? That's a good one. Oh, what?
Yeah. I don't know. When you were asleep, talk about trust.
Hey, we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. A federal jury finds scuba dive boat captain Jerry Boylan guilty in the 2019 deaths of 34 people in a fire that broke out on the vessel. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
Even though this is called the Seaman's Manslaughter Statute, really what the captain was convicted of was an act of negligence that led to the death of those people who were aboard his boat.
At his New York civil fraud trial, prosecutors questioned former President Trump on his business practices. CBS's Robert Costa was there.
A dramatic, intense day with voices raised and insults exchanged as former President Trump assailed the judge in this case. Trump also acknowledged a role in the valuation of his properties days after his sons put the responsibility on accountants.
A study in the journal Pediatrics found a sharp uptick in pandemic gun accidents and deaths involving children. Lead author Jennifer Hoffman.
The number of emergency visits doubled after the pandemic onset.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin is out with a $32 million workforce development plan. It's the system's attempt to recover money Republicans cut from state universities in the state budget. The budget lets the universities recover the money if it's spent on workforce development and not diversity efforts. Republicans are also holding up pay raises for faculty and staff until Wisconsin universities cut diversity spending. State lawmakers considering spending taxpayer money on American Family Field have some more to think about after taking a tour of the Brewers Stadium. The bill that passed the assembly would spend more than $500 million in public money. But for now, there aren't enough votes to pass the Senate. Governor Evers says he would sign a bill if it were to pass in the legislature. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, more clouds, slight shower chance, highs upper 40s, and still a slight chance of rain into Wednesday morning. Remaining cloudy for Wednesday afternoon, highs upper 40s. It's 42 right now.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5 The Tap.
Factory.com.
Hey, that's a good call and good video. Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, CEO of Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis. And one of our listeners is saying you guys are deep tonight. So, hey, Dr. Stately, is deep tonight, so we appreciate that. Hey, I gotta tell you what I did this weekend. This last Saturday, I was at the adoptee powwow, and it's always very powerful for me being an adoptee. And there was one young lady who came from Denver, and she was there with her sister that she met for the very first time. And those are the kind of things that make work and things that we do well worth it. And it was very inspirational and emotional this weekend.
Wow, nice. Is that the, that's the Washipi or the Powell that Sandy Whitehawk and her group put together?
Yep, absolutely. And it was at Harding High School this year, seeing that.
Yeah, my nephew sang there, he said.
I saw that. You know, I got to give you a compliment, too. The young twins, Robert and his brother. Those guys are sounding really good. And I do mean,
you know, it's funny, like, we were talking about that over the weekend, and somebody was saying, like, that you know, Robert and Chaska, they're singing all the time. Like, and I think somebody said that their dad was like, yeah, like, they're in the bathroom and they're singing. And they're like, you know, over here, they're singing all the time. And it's like, well, that's, you know, probably a good sign. Those songs, you know, they're either singing those songs and perfecting their singing with them, or they're making new songs, or they're writing songs in their head. It's like a, you know, they're meant to be singers. It's obvious. It's in their, like, in their everyday. Yeah, I'm super proud of them. I've had their drum, my nephew Ruben and Chaskian Jr.'s drum, show up to a number of our events that we've done. Not just at NAC, but, like, you know, because we use a lot of different drums, but NAC is engaged in this birthing justice work, and we had them be the drum group to open up all of those events for us and close some of those events. And I had them, you know, be the drummers at a couple of the wedding ceremonies that I've done over the last couple of years. They're just a really remarkable young men. I would think that of them if they weren't my nephews. They're just, you know, each one of them are, you know, they know their language. They've learned Dakota and Lakota. And they learned those songs. They practice ceremony. They're really quite remarkable men. I'm really proud to be their uncle.
Yeah, you know, I got to say, they were in my last class, my last homeroom at Harding when I was teaching, and they were a lot of fun to get to know each other. And I knew their sister was in my class for 4 years, too. And I got to give a quick shout out, because I think they got the bug from Barry Hand. I think he mentored them in the very, very beginning, but they've definitely run with it the last year or so.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You know, one of the things that is just, like, you know, I don't think that any of the sort of, like, ideas that I get from, like, about work and programming that I do here at NAC, or that I sort of kind of initiate or push to initiate at the clinic. Over the last 5 years, we've really built out our traditional healing program. We started with one elder and our spiritual care provider, Donna LaChapelle, who recently she retired a couple weeks ago, and she was moving up to Hinckley, right, to move into elder housing that she finally qualified for. And, you know, I love her so much. She was the first person that started our work in cultural and spiritual healing. But, like, one of the things that has really profoundly impacted me watching Ruben and these young boys and some of the other young men in our community, like, watching them sort of invigorate their relationship with the language, their relationship with the songs and the ceremonies. And I was like, you know, I was... somebody came up to me a few months ago, like about this time a year ago, and said, hey, like, you know, we don't really have a whole lot of programming for Native men. Our men are hurting in our community, you know, and we don't have a lot of resources for them to start doing some of the healing work that they need to do. And, you know, I think there's a gap there. And so it really kind of compelled me to think through, okay, like, you know, and even my own relationship with my own kids and myself and my own journey, I thought, like, how hard was it for me to find, like, a path to understand my role and my responsibility as an Indigenous man, what it meant to be a modern day warrior, how am I supposed to show up in the world, what is my responsibilities and my roles, how do I cut my own path and learn how to do that when I don't have a lot of you know, at that time in my life, I didn't have a lot of role models about how to do that. Mm-hmm. And what I saw happening with my nephews and saw happening with a lot of young Native men in their late teens, early 20s, is, you know, how much that drum and that Ho-Chunk-Ka, that spiritual center sort of kind of pulled them in and drew them to it and gave them a strong sense of purpose. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you go across Indigenous communities all over the world, the drum is a central figure to every Indigenous community. It's like the heartbeat of our, it's the first thing we hear is, you know, as spiritual beings, when you come to this earth, that heartbeat of our mother. And so it's a unifying sort of like a principle, and it's also a unifying sort of like a manifestation of like a value that we have. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's one of the reasons why we're so drawn to it and so tied to it. So we launched a warrior, young warrior camp last year, all organized around some of the drum work. We got our first drum. We did some drum making workshops and stick making workshops and spent a lot of time, you know, cultivating and supporting the young Native men in the community to, like, you know, learn their songs and learn their responsibility of taking care of a drum. And that's really spiraled off and became this much bigger initiative that we're doing in the clinic and trying to help, you know, encourage men to step forward and to take on those traditional roles and responsibilities that we had as being warriors, not warriors who fight, but warriors who, like, protect women, children, elders, our language, our songs, our culture, our medicines. These are the things that Indigenous Ogichida and Akichita do, right? That's our responsibilities. Mm-hmm. So it's been a really beautiful thing to watch them do that, and it inspired me to do some things around that work in the clinic.
Yeah, definitely. And I know you, and I try to, when I see, especially when I see people come back to the drum, so to speak, I just tell them how great it is to see them and how they're missed and how they need to, you know, keep coming back and those things too, because we have young warriors too that have gone astray in a sense and try to come back and join community again. And I know you do and your organization, and I think it's really important that we welcome them back in the best way we can.
Yeah, it's a unique principle and value of our Indigenous people, I think, to sort of like recognize and understand that, you know, everybody in the circle is mm-hmm. important. Everybody belongs. And when you come back into that circle, you're always welcomed. That's what I love about that adoption powwow. It's like, you know, you can have been gone your entire life from the mm-hmm. moment you were born till the day you arrive at that powwow, and like people will welcome you and hold you and bring you in. Yeah. The other thing I love about that powwow is that's where I learned that I was an elder at that powwow.
Tell us that story.
I was at the Indian Center, and it was my first time going to the powwow. I brought my sons because I adopted my sons. I brought my sons to that powwow, and mm-hmm. you know, really, adoption is a big part of my family history. And so I was at that powwow, and they took a dinner break, and Sandy Whitehawk was up there, and she's like emceeing and she's talking and directing things, and she says, okay, we're gonna have a dinner break now, and you know, da-da-da. And all you young ones, I want you to come up and, you know, grab a plate and, you know, get a dish and find an elder in the arena that, you know, that you can bring a dish to, and that's how we do things here. So right. I was talking to a colleague on the bench and the bleachers, and so pretty soon this young little girl walks up to me, and I could see, like, out of the corner of my eye, something approached me. So I turned and just holding out this plate of food, which was, and I was like, I looked at her, I was like, what are you doing? And she goes, I'm feeding the elders.
Yeah.
You know, and I wasn't really quite prepared for that role. And I also wasn't really practicing a lot of humility and humbleness. So not in my finest fashion. I was like, go find somebody with gray hair.
Yeah. Well, I get the opposite effect because, you know, I'm 62 going on 63 and they don't want to feed me because I look so young.
Yeah. Well, you there, there's right. that. They just have to look at your face. but no, that was 10 years ago and I was 50 and I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready to take on that role yet. And I was like, anyway, yeah. So, but I took the plate and just like my friend was like, take the plate.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know it was 10 years ago. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
So I've been an elder now for 10 years.
Yeah. Well, you know, all I cared about is like turning 55 and I can go to Goodwill on that certain day and get 25% off.
I always forget that. Yeah. Thanks for the reminder.
Well, Dr. Stately, it's up to you if you want to come back. We haven't really talked any COVID or anything. If you want to jump back in or do you got to get going here, it's up to you.
I have to probably get going and take my kids to hockey practice here soon. So they got one.
Well, we appreciate you. Appreciate you stopping in and giving us this big insight and especially all the work you do in the community. And you'll always be a baby elder to me.
Oh, thank you. Well, I appreciate that. Have a good night.
Great to see you. Hey, on, right on. Hajioni, hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and up next to Haley's going to tell us her life story. No, just kidding. Yeah. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us. Be a vaccinative. As the fall season continues, new COVID-19 variants threaten the health of not just you, but our elders as well. These new variants might even evade previous vaccines. That's why it's important to stay up to date. The newly authorized vaccines target current variants effectively and are FDA approved for ages 6 months and older. But there is an important note. These are the first COVID vaccines to be commercialized, which means there may be costs associated with them. Speak with your health insurer about your coverage before scheduling an appointment to avoid a surprise bill. For those without health insurance, help is available. Ask your health clinic about options or visit vaccines.gov for free locations. Getting vaccinated protects you from severe disease. Don't put yourself or elders at risk. So be a vaccinative and protect our community. You can visit vaccines.gov for free vaccine locations.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health. Unveil the captivating world of Native photography at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. Their new exhibit, In Our Hands, Native Photography 1890 to Now, turns the camera around and puts Native photographers in control, featuring hundreds of photographs captured by generations of First Nations, Métis, Inuit, and Native Americans. You'll view the world through their lens, revealing the beauty and complexity of Indigenous heritage. Don't miss this incredible experience. Visit In Our Hands at the Minneapolis Institute of Art now through January 14th. For more info, visit artsmia.org.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Howl!
Howl! I was just following the video there. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We got the last segment here, and Haley and I are going to be talking a little bit about some things. And we had an opportunity to talk to an elder today that will be playing on Thursday, George McCauley. He talked about his experience with Killers of the Flower Moon as an extra and the whole process, and it was really good to catch up to him. But, you know, Haley, I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, we're related, and he knows Maya Gaga, which is was my grandma and your great-grandma, and it's always cool to see an elder in the community that knows our family and knows the great work that she did over the years, and and our uncles, our Degas, who played softball with them for many years, and a tight community here in St. Paul at one time, too.
Right. Yeah, no, it was very cool. And yeah, that was my first time talking with George McCauley today. And it's really, really great. George is an enrolled member in, now I'm going to blank on it, but Omaha, Nebraska, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah, but he was extra in Killers of the Flower Moon. So we got to chat with him today about his experience working on set as a Native actor, and we really enjoyed that. But what I didn't know is that George knew Great Grandma Helen, mm-hmm. and that was really, really cool. And he took the time to kind of write something up and say, I remember your grandma and your uncles, and we played softball, and I really enjoyed being around them. And just hearing stories like that is always warms my heart. And I know you brought up Barry Hand earlier before the break, Robert, but mm-hmm. yeah, Barry, I think when I met Barry too, he had really nice things to say about Great Grandma Helen or your grandma and our uncles and everyone. Yeah, it's really amazing how small the community is and kind of how everyone knows everyone. But yeah, it was really cool to be able to chat with him about his experience and just kind of touching back on the movie. So I actually went and saw Killers of the Flower Moon this past weekend. I believe mm-hmm. it was Friday. But one thing I really, really did like about it, or I guess just one part that stuck out to me, was there was a scene in there where Molly is talking about the rainstorm. Mm-hmm. And she says to Ernest, is who Leonardo DiCaprio plays, his character, she says, shh, like, stay calm and let's be quiet and let's listen to this, the power and the healing of this rain and the mm-hmm. and the storm. And I really, really liked that scene. And I guess kind of earlier in the show, we were talking too with Dr. Staley just about the triggers that maybe come up for Native people who are watching this movie. And there's a lot of trauma and a lot mm-hmm. of white supremacism. And yeah, I mean, it was a hard movie for me to watch personally, I will say. But towards the end, I did stick around for the credits, and they actually played an audio of a thunderstorm.
Yeah, good call.
And I was able to sit there. It was only me in the theater who stuck around for mm-hmm. the credits. And yeah, it was a good time for me to emotionally sit there and reflect on what I had just seen for the past 3 hours.
Three and a half hours. Yeah, yeah, definitely. And if you remember, she also asked Ernest, the Molly character asked Ernest, and this is when they first met, to open the window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was going to shut it because right. it had started raining, and she said, no, leave that open.
Yeah, there's a lot of powerful stuff in there. And I think until you have the capacity to have, like, reservation dogs, where you have the whole cast and the crew and the directors and the writers Native, you're going to have issues of the story being told. And that's going to be an issue, you know. And I always joke, and I said this already a couple times today, is, you know, there was a lot of good out of Dancing with the Wolves, too. But I still kind of mock it and call it Dancing with Kevin Costner because of the white savior aspect of the movie. If you haven't seen that movie in a while, Haley, you should watch it again, because I did, and I was pretty amazed. And it's also a 3-hour movie, too.
No, is that one 3 hours? You know, it's so funny you should say that, because you refer to that movie quite a bit. And I have actually never seen it, but I believe, like, the past night, I think it was 2 nights ago, maybe, I started watching it. And I watched a little bit each night before I fall asleep. And
well, yeah. Wes Studi's in it, for sure. Yes. You know, Graham yeah. Greene, who's in Reservation Dogs. And
he was also in the Twilight Saga movies, too.
Right. And also, I got to tell you, we had, before you came aboard to Native Roots Radio, we had one of the characters in Reservation Dogs that played... trying to think whose father he played. Oh, but he was in the last show of Reservation Dogs too. I saw him, and he was one of the three little boys in Dancing with the Wolves. that were playing. I don't know if you got to that part, but there was three boys that were playing around, and
they took the horse, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I do know what that you're talking about.
So small community, but really strong community, and everybody knowing everybody, and you know, it was fun too at the adoption powwow. Charisse David's mom was there, and she was adopted, and so I got to hang out with her a little bit. And she's Ho Chunk. Yeah, and there was quite a few Ho Chunks there, which was really cool. But you know, we're all related in certain ways, and I don't know if I even want to, you know, talk about this. I know we've touched about it, but I finally watched the documentary from the Canadian Broadcast System on YouTube about Buffy St. Marie, and that was out like 4 or 5 days ago, and it was put on YouTube, and it's very interesting and very sad, because she did do a lot of good, but the bottom line is that all of a sudden in 1961 she started claiming being Native American out of the clear blue, and you know, it's not good. Pretendians aren't good. They take away services and things that real Native Americans could use. And it was funny, and George's interview was going to be on Thursday. He talked about there was over 1,000 people there when he first got there 2 hours before, I guess, auditioning as an extra. And he said there was a lot of white people there that were auditioning as natives.
Right.
And I was like,
which is weird.
Well, it isn't weird. If you look at the movie, there's a great documentary there that came out like around 2009, and it's called Real Indians, and it's R-E-E-L Indians. And a lot of great people on there that were interviewed talked about the movies and Indians, and how most of the Indians that you'd see were Italian or not real Indian. And also the Pan-Indian, where people were, the only reason why they were wearing headbands and feathers is to keep their wigs on. And that isn't how the natives of the Southwest, for instance, what they wore. So people, that's where people all these years would get the wrong thing about natives, like we're dinosaurs and we're not here, and all these things that we're not human or humanized.
Well, just before we end the show, I know we just got a minute left here, but I quickly want to say we had Dr. Stately on, president and first officer of Native American Community Clinic, and the end of the year is wrapping up here. So if you do not have health insurance yet, I just want to shout out MNsure. They help you connect with your local experts to guide you through that process. So every plan through MNsure offers essential health benefits, and you can actually learn more about that at MNsure.org. Very, very helpful.
Yeah, and they're very helpful. Get in there early so people can help you. I know that's a big deal from a lot of friends and young ones I know that have signed up to MNsure, because it's the law, and also you need insurance, and you never know what's going to happen. You know, good up. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and we're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And Free Leonard Peltier, now.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.